This week in West Virginia history, on April 21, 1936, President Franklin D. Roosevelt established the Jefferson National Forest, located primarily in southwest Virginia and southeast West Virginia. It covers more than 18,000 acres in Monroe County, is part of the New River Valley and New Castle Ranger districts, and is accessible from State Routes 15, 17, and 20. Oak pine forests cover the forest lands, which range in elevation from 2,000 to 3,600 feet. The main reason for creating the National Forest was to prevent fires, a common occurrence due to overforesting of trees. Over the last 80 years, the Jefferson National Forest has thrived and incorporates many resources, including wood, water, wildlife, recreation, and livestock forage. In 2010, all caves and abandoned mines in the forest were closed to control the spread of white nose disease among bats. Jefferson is one of our state's three national forests, along with the George Washington and Monongahela. These three account for about 7% of West Virginia's total surface area. Most of our country's 155 national forests are found in the west. Only 12% of national forest land is located east of the Mississippi. For more information on Jefferson National Forest, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This week in West Virginia history is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.